This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, The Future of Work. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Millions of people have been working from home since the beginning of the pandemic, and that has some employers worried about productivity. Some are using surveillance technology to check up on their workers. Camille Peterson has more.
When Bennett Cipher started researching what he calls bossware, that software for monitoring workers, one thing in particular really started to creep him out. The way companies that make this software market the product.
They'll just come out and say, oh, do you want to get your employees' private social media passwords? We can help. It's like, what? There's a whole world that we sort of stumbled into.
Bennett is a staff technologist at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a digital privacy nonprofit. He says this software is a lot like spyware. It's on your computer and it monitors everything. That work laptop you're on right now, it could have this software on it, and you wouldn't know.
It lives in the background of your computer. It tracks your keystrokes, takes screenshots, tracks what applications you use, and reports all of that to your manager or to your IT department.
There are degrees of how intense this software is. The least intense, a log of every application and website you use. Then, somewhere in the middle, software that tracks your keystrokes and mouse clicks to give a minute-by-minute breakdown of your day, or take screenshots of your computer without you knowing. And the most intense, software that can secretly turn on your camera and microphone.
It's almost as if there's like a red recording light on in the corner of your screen all the time.
I checked out the websites of companies that sell this software. Many argue remote workplaces need this technology. And I talked to Reed Blackman. He's a business ethics consultant. He told me before the pandemic, clients didn't really ask him about this software. Now they do.
People are working from home more than ever for obvious reasons. Revenues are often declining, and you need to keep track of cost. And one thing you want to make sure is that you're not spending money on employees who aren't doing anything.
Reed says managers usually have some concerns that using the software might damage trust or violate privacy, but they don't really know what else to do.
And then the worry is that they just get a tool and then they just deploy it and there's not enough talk with managers and employees about what's being done, why it's being done, and the role that it's playing in the assessment of employees.
I talked to a worker who is worried about the way his company has handled monitoring software. He asked to remain anonymous out of fear of punishment from his employer, but he works at a bank in Alabama that is now working from home. He says his company started using an app that automatically records every phone call an employee makes and lets managers listen in real time.
And then it'll send logs every day with how much time we spent on the phone, how long the average phone call was, what times they were made, the numbers that we called, and all of that.
He says the monitoring and the fear of more of it has already taken a toll.
Now it's very much feeling like we're just a cog here to make the company money, and it's taken some of the magic out of what we do and why we do it, and I don't see it being sustainable long-term for a lot of people.
Workplace surveillance isn't just part of the future for people who have desk jobs. It's also pervasive in warehouse jobs and for gig workers like Uber drivers and delivery people. Willie Solis lives in a suburb outside of Dallas, Texas. Since fall, he's been a shopper for the grocery delivery service Shipt.
Welcome to the ranks of the Shipt shopper pilots. Now that you have successfully navigated...
We accept orders on an app and we'll go to the grocery store to go purchase items for customers and then deliver whatever it is to the customer.
Willie feels like the app tracks him all the time, even when he's not on a job. And he's heard from other workers about the app asking to turn on phone cameras and Shipt workers being watched and reported at grocery stores for things like teaming up with other shoppers.
What does it feel like to kind of be in a situation where you're being monitored like that all the time when you're working?
It drives paranoia into you for sure. It's like, you know, Big Brother monitoring you when you go into every single store that you go into.
A Shipp spokesperson said shoppers can adjust the settings on the app, including location sharing and camera access, and said Shipp does not proactively ask retailers to monitor shopper behavior. But surveillance in gig work is pretty unavoidable. The apps that get you from job to job become a kind of overzealous boss.
Surveillance, control, all the different kinds of things that we associate with in-person bosses, the algorithms are doing also.
Julia Tacona is a sociologist at the University of Pennsylvania. She researches how workers interact with technology, and she says coronavirus has opened a brave new world in worker surveillance. On online caregiver marketplaces, care workers are now asked to monitor and report their temperatures. It's optional information, but Julia says it can feel pretty coercive.
It is kind of framed as like another way to brand yourself as being a desirable worker, potentially, for a family.
And Julia says there's a troubling imbalance in this health surveillance. Only workers are asked for it, not employers. This is something that worries Ali Al-Khatib about our work futures. Ali researches data ethics at the University of San Francisco.
In-person environments might have made it easier to look around and see that all of us are being oppressed in certain ways, or that I'm being singled out in certain ways. Technology makes it very easy for a system to sort of put up a wall.
Ali says the pandemic has pushed workplace surveillance into overdrive. So he says we have to start having conversations now about our future workplaces, what we're okay with and what we cannot tolerate.
That was Camille Peterson reporting.